Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll continue with your calls here on the baseball and whatever else it is that's on your mind. And we did start the show a couple hours ago talking about that baseball and the fact that even with the win last night, a frustrating win for the Mets, still very frustrating all year long watching not only the Mets, but the Yankees as well. Even with a win with the Yanks last night, the game that they're up 10-1 in against the crappy Minnesota Twins ends up somehow 10-9. So they have been frustrating, if not flat out infuriating, to watch the majority of the regular season. The good news is that the regular season is almost over and that for the Yankees, at least, they will be in the playoffs. And for the Mets, assuming that they can finish the job and get to the playoffs, it doesn't really matter what has happened in the regular season. Like, I myself have had my fill of the regular, I'm done with it. I'm done with the roller coaster ride. I'm done ripping these two teams. I'm done investing my time and getting aggravated within these two teams. Just get to the postseason and then we'll go from there. And obviously last night, an encouraging step for the Mets, but who's to say that it couldn't change tonight in a negative way? When you get a real team like the Diamondbacks now on the hunt or in the hunt and on your tails, not the Giants, who are not very good, not the Reds, who are not very good. I think Arizona's a better club than both those teams and they're hot. Yeah, now the Mets have put themselves in a bad position that no matter what they do in the regular season, I just can't trust them. However, and neither really the Yankees, no matter what they do the rest of the way, it's hard to trust them based off of what they've done in the regular season. However, the goal still remains attainable, and that goal is winning a World Series, and there are reasons that you can make or believe in, legitimate cases you can make for each of these teams to go out there and still achieve that ultimate goal in winning the World Series. Doesn't seem likely, may not be the odds-on favorite, but it is still possible for both these teams, and just get us there. Get us to October. Now, the news that we need to start with here, the update of Justin Fields, and that is just, obviously we didn't have this at 10 o'clock, just came down about 10 minutes ago. So Aaron Glenn has officially ruled Justin Fields out for week three, which maybe I shouldn't be surprised. I mean, maybe I'm naive. We talked about this yesterday with BT. Hoff, you brought this up with the bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie. Would Justin Fields play in week four? I was like, I still think he's going to play this week. But these concussions, man, are no joke. And it's not the old days. And to go through concussion protocol and all that, he's got to be cleared. And Glenn said he's going to have to practice by Friday. It's already Wednesday. And they ruled him out, which is a problem. Now, forget about not even just having him for week three, which we could get into. It's a bigger picture issue with Justin Fields. It's a debate that we've had just in conversation, like to have a different type of sports talk conversation. Hey, is Justin Fields going to, you know, how many games is he going to start? Or who's going to start first, Jackson Dart or Tyrod Taylor? Like, we've had those conversations. Or is Justin Fields going to throw for, I don't know, 3,000 yards, whatever the number is? A part of why you would maybe doubt that Fields would is because of his style of play. And he plays a physical game, running the football primarily. You know, obviously, concussion can happen at any point to anybody, but the fact that Fields already in week three is out due to a concussion is a problem for the Jets. Now, you could also make an argument that, and it's also not a shock, that a quarterback that plays that style is going to miss some time throughout the course of the year. You could also make the case that Tyrod Taylor might, in fact, be I hate to say better than Justin Fields, but he is a more proven NFL starter than Justin Fields is. Fields got the excitement and the potential, and obviously Tyrod Taylor is older. Tyrod Taylor took a team to the postseason with the Buffalo Bills years ago. Tyrod Taylor has been a respected quarterback in this league for a very long time. Tyrod Taylor, we've seen him in New York have success with the Giants. You know, limited success, of course, with that offense. Name a quarterback who has had great success outside of one game from Russell Wilson, certainly in the last several years. So Tyrod Taylor has proven himself to be a solid quarterback in this league, and maybe the Jets could actually benefit from this in some ways as far as his ability to throw the football versus Justin Fields' ability to throw the football. I'm not saying that you want this to happen, and I don't think it's the best case scenario for the Jets, but it's also maybe not as bad as it may seem in the initial, oh crap, no Justin Fields, how are they going to go out there and compete? As a matter of fact, I'd like to see if the line even changed for this game. I'm going to look it up real quick. Hoff, if you could see, maybe before I can, the line on this game. What is Sunday, the 21st? 6.5. I think that's what it was. Was it 5.5? Did it move maybe a point? I forget what it was yesterday. We'll get Costos on at some point. Friday, I guess, we'll have Costos on. He could see about the movement of that line once the quarterback injury happens. But think about this even bigger picture in the NFL, which is even more crappy. So it's not just Justin Fields. You go around the league and you got backups playing all over the place already in week three. Remember, the part about the preseason being shortened was to keep teams healthy, keep guys fresh. You got a game with the Vikings and Bengals that is going to feature two backup quarterbacks. So this is not just a Jets thing. It is a problem throughout the course of the league. You get a, you know, Brock Purdy's banged up as well. So the Niners playing with a backup quarterback, they were last week. That's going to happen again. You've got a bunch of teams in the NFL already as we enter only week three that you're seeing quite a bit of backup quarterbacks around the league. And that can't be good for anybody. But as it pertains to the Jets, it's frustrating because you want to see Justin Fields. He was terrific in week one, literally playing at an MVP clip. Like we said, if he continued that, he would have been in the conversation for MVP. And then week two reverted back to more what we expected, or at least what I expected Justin Fields to be. It would have been fun to watch him here in week three, but that is not going to be the case. It's going to be Tyrod Taylor getting the start against the Bucs. And you can't help but think, I mean, I'm going to try to be positive and say maybe it could benefit them in the passing game. But you can't help but think that here we go again, where we're staring 0-3 for both the Jets and the Giants square in the face. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll have Kyle Brandt, who obviously knows NFL more than anybody. We'll have him in studio coming up at 1 o'clock. Look forward to talking some Jets and Giants and go around the league with him. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And before you even call, oh, the Jets are cursed. Like, this is not that level of injury. And it's also, I mean, I guess that's kind of my point. With the quarterback that plays the way Justin Fields does, this is kind of expected at some point. You just hope that it's not that serious to where it keeps him out multiple weeks. But the fact you're already without your starter in week three, you know, after a very encouraging, promising moral victory in week one, things are now going back to where it seems reverting to the norm with the Jets, getting their clocks cleaned on Sunday against the Bills, Fields looking awful, penalties galore, defense not doing anything. And now ahead of their week three matchup against the Bucs, not having their starting quarterback. Sticking with the football, Todd is calling from New Providence. What's up, Todd?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah, so I was just saying, like, listen, I'm a realistic Giants fan, and they're not making the playoffs this year. I personally think Russell Wilson playing the way he did the other day and showing that he could play, it's going to be very beneficial for the Giants because – you know, you look at teams, like you said, all these teams with the backup quarterbacks, the Bengals, the, you know, the Niners, there's going to be a lot bigger trade market for a guy on a one-year contract than for him, than Russell, than Jameis Winston. So I personally am trying to be as positive as I can, saying, you know what, if they give up on him and they just turn the tables to Dart because they think they're out of it, you can probably get more for Russell Wilson to plan for the future as opposed to, you know, trying to trade Jameis Winston if that's what they wanted to do.
Yeah, maybe. And I don't know if they're going to do that, Todd, and thank you for the call. I like the fact that the Giants are sticking to their plan. Now, it could change quickly. Their plan could change. Maybe they had an idea of, okay, well, this is when we'll go to Dart. Maybe they never had an idea of when they're going to go to Dart. Just let things play out. Maybe that was their plan. But clearly it was about Russell Wilson starting, letting Jackson Dart sit and learn behind a veteran quarterback while trying to win some games now. Already 0-2 in what were deemed by many as two winnable games. Now they stare a schedule that has the Chiefs, who are 0-2 themselves, coming in and desperate for a win. The Chargers, who are undefeated and looking like they are going to be a team to be reckoned with in the AFC. Then you got the Eagles, 2 out of 3. The Broncos, who were a playoff team last year and expect to be there again this year. Like, I just don't see the wins coming for the Giants, and I can't worry about what they're going to get in a potential trade for Russell Wilson, although you would think that maybe somebody would take a flyer on him, especially with all the injuries as you look around the league. I mean, but you don't know how significant. Like, McCarthy's not going to – he's supposed to be back in a few weeks. You know, Burrow, obviously a significant injury there, but are they really going to go to Russell Wilson? Like, would they want to do that? The trade market in the NFL is weird. I'm not so sure. We even saw when Barkley was being dangled there, you know, a couple of years ago. Like, you're not going to get back proper value for what you would think for the player. So you might as well just keep Russell Wilson and have him. I mean, you've heard the announcers talk about it. Have him just be there at the very least as a teacher for Jackson Dart. I think that's important, to have him learn from somebody who's had success at the highest levels, winning a Super Bowl. So I think there's value in having Russell Wilson, even if he's not the starter. Matt is calling from Austining. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Sal, how are you?
Good, Matt. What's on your mind, buddy?
Well, listen, I just, you know, I had a call because she said Justin Field and MVP in the same sentence. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves with that.
Yeah, but you didn't listen. You didn't listen to what I said.
No, I did.
Well, then what did I say?
You said potential MVP.
No, I didn't. I said he played like an MVP in week one, and if he played like that the rest of the year, he would potentially be an MVP candidate. That's a big difference. I don't think Justin Fields could throw the football. So I would never have. What I'm saying is, week one to me was the aberration. He played like an MVP. Go back and watch the game.
If he played like an MVP, they would have won.
Matt, did you watch the Jets game against the Steelers?
I absolutely did.
Okay, and are you a Jets fan?
I am.
Okay, so you took issue with Justin Fields' performance in week one?
I'm not saying I took issue with his performance.
Oh, you said that if he played like an MVP, they would have won the game. You think it's his fault they lost that game?
No, it was not his fault that they lost the game. But, again, MVPs overcome the rest of the team's deficiencies and put them in a position to win games,
Matt,
right?
Matt, you're taking it way too literally. You're hanging on the MVP way too literally. Look, you probably believe in Justin Fields more than I do, and thank you for the call. All I'm saying is that's how great Justin Fields was. Who was the MVP in week one, period? Outside of the Sunday night game, which featured legitimate MVPs in Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, which was the most exciting game? It was the Jets in the 1 o'clock window and the Steelers. And Justin Fields played like an MVP in that game. He played terrific in that game. And your argument shouldn't be, well, if he played like an MVP, they would have won. That's not true. Lamar Jackson played like an MVP, and his team lost as well. It wasn't his fault. Not Justin Fields' fault why the Jets lost that game. Defense couldn't get a big stop. The fumble by Gibson changed the entire outlook of the game. You know, 63-yard field goal. Like, there's a lot of reasons why the Jets didn't win that game. Justin Fields was the last of which. Now, you wanted to hang on the MVP thing, like, first of all, I don't even care about MVP awards. All I'm telling you is that's how great he played. It wasn't just, well, Fields played well in that game. He played a great game in week one. Great game. To the shock of many people. To the point where a lot of people were calling and saying, or tweeting and saying, well, any rough day for those people who think that Justin Fields can't throw. And I'm one of those people who thinks that Justin Fields can't throw. And I know I'm not alone. And then I counter and say after week two, well, how about now? So you're getting hung up on the wrong words. I'm just trying to accentuate how well Justin Fields played in week one. That's all. And now, unfortunately, in week three, the Jets are going to be without their starter. It's a problem that happens far too often. And it's becoming an issue for the league as well. Nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to see backup quarterbacks play consistently, especially due to injury. Like, we're not talking about the Giants situation, where it's not even about poor performance from the starter. It's just that everybody wants to see the future now. That's the clamoring for Jackson Dart. It's not about, like, the announcers got it wrong. Joe Davis just, and I don't blame him. He's got other stuff to do. He's doing other jobs, but he doesn't know what's going on with the Giants or New York. Anybody who thinks that Giant fans or people in New York want to see Jackson Dart because Russell Wilson isn't good doesn't know what they're talking about. Has nothing to do with that. Has to do with we're excited about the future and would rather see that sooner than later. That's the majority of people who want to see Jackson Dart. I myself want to stick to the plan of having him develop under the veteran leadership of Russell Wilson. But it has nothing to do with Russell's poor performance in week one. If you watched the game in week one with the Giants, you knew that that wasn't Russell Wilson's fault. He had no time to throw. And then you saw what Russell Wilson could do. You've seen two extremes. But he wasn't bad in week one. The team was bad. The offense was bad. He had no time to throw. But even regardless whether he was good or bad, it doesn't matter. Fans want to see Jackson Dart because they want to see Jackson Dart. But seeing the backup quarterbacks around the league because of injury, that's not good for anybody. Let's go to Josh in Far Rockaway. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's going on, Sal? You know, I can't believe we're in a place.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
For the New York Giants, I've literally become the Cleveland Browns over the last 10 years. There's only two consistents with this team. It's the owner and the GM and the coaching. The owner's not going anywhere. You can make a case he's actually the most caring owner in New York. Honestly, I think he's a great guy. But with the I called you up at 8 months ago. I said, if you're going to commit to Brian Daboll, give him 2 years. You can't do this game of 1 year. But despite all that, the Giants have a lot of pieces. I don't think it's the worst thing if they completely tank out this year and they have a top five pick. You move on from the GM and the coach. They keep Dart. They don't keep Dart. It doesn't matter. There actually is what to work with here. But Brian Daboll is playing scared. He hasn't coached a good game since they beat the Vikings in the playoffs, in my opinion. Yeah, occasional game here or there. If we didn't shoot ourselves in the leg last day, 160-yard penalties, we would have won the game. We would have won the game. We were going to beat Dallas. I was so excited. I was planning to call you up the next day. I was really excited to call you the next day, and that didn't happen. It's all coaching at this point. Move on from the coach. It happens all the time. Why is it such a big deal?
Yeah, I mean, and they might, Josh. And here's where I would counter, and thank you for the call. And I don't remember your exact call months ago, but I am in alignment with your thinking in that once they made the decision to stick with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, to me, and BT was in agreement with this as well, that means beyond this 1 year. because you drafted your future quarterback. Shane and Dable did. They drafted the guy that they believe could be the future. We need to see that with this group. And so far, we haven't been able to see it through 2 weeks. Maybe we're going to get to a point sooner than later that we will see it, and then you can make an evaluation. However, if it's not good, let's say that Dart doesn't look great, the Giants continue to lose, then there's a problem because you have to, you would think, fire Shane and Dable, whether they will or not, who knows. Most people are going to be calling for that. If they're calling for it already, we know that that's going to be the case. And then what? Now you have a new regime coming in. Yeah, well, the high draft pick and some talent that's here. But now you're seeing the GM and head coach take over other people's talent and other people's opinions on who could be a franchise quarterback in Jackson Dart. And then it's going to be a marriage that you're going to have, in all likelihood, a new regime coaching a quarterback that they didn't select, which is exactly what got this regime into trouble in the first place. Now, maybe they could have a clean slate and move on from Dart, too. Like, there are so many possible scenarios. It's only week two, and we're nowhere near that worst case scenario yet. But you can see the arrow pointed in that direction. I was offered a free ticket to go Sunday night, and I actually am legitimately contemplating it. Now, you know me. Like, I know what's going to happen. If I do agree to go, I'm going to be like, oh, why did I do this? But a part of me is thinking, well, I'm going to watch the game anyway. Home opener, you know, you go to, I'm looking at my schedule here. I have that wrong, obviously. Chiefs back. Anyway, home opener with the Giants Sunday night. You see that? My helmet's there to organize this week in football.
I do see
that
up. Yeah.
I have the Giants at Kansas City. That's obviously not right. I got to
screw
that
one up.
Yeah. Anyway, so, like, do you think I should go to this game? And then I'm already asking, you know who it is? Mitchell and Forley. Mitchell's asking me, do you want to? off with the eye roll. He's like, you want to go to the game? I'm like, eh, it's only a half hour from my house, so that's appealing. I'm going to be watching the game anyway. I do want to try to go out to a game. I like the idea that it's a standalone game. Like last year, I went to Thursday night Jets in New England and then Thursday night Cowboys and Giants, and that was it for the year. So it's a standalone game, free tickets, half hour from my house. Here's the problem. Mitch is like, oh, there's big tailgating, so he wants to get there early. Like, the traffic, the thought of, you know, driving home, like I'd have to leave early. What do you think here? Give me your advice.
Well, there's a lot of things right now. First of all, do you get a free chair with this?
No, okay. not like okay. SummerSlam,
right.
No.
So there's the first negative.
Yeah.
Second of all,
seats aren't bad, so that's
okay. Now, good thing is, if you do go, do you get a press credential and you meet me in the locker room? And
potentially.
Okay, so that's a positive. We get to see each other.
But then what time would I have to do that?
A game probably end around 11:30, so we probably won't get in there until after midnight.
I guess my point is, and the game's starting at 8:15?
Yeah.
That's a late start.
Yeah. Yeah. It's late.
I guess the good news, and then do you expect... Now, I'm not asking for any inside info. Do you expect, though, Taylor Swift to be at this game? And if so, even the anticipation...
I ran into Post Malone last year.
Okay.
And he was up in the area that I am. So,
well, I guess my question is the anticipation potentially of Taylor Swift, is that going to create a little more chaos than normal? Not for, like, the media or anything. I'm talking about for fans. Like, is there an expectation because it's the Chiefs and the greatest show in the
NFL? I think
NFL?
There's buzz, but not from the fans. I think there's buzz from outside sources.
We expect Giant fans to be the primary, you know, we're not going to get a Steelers.
Giants fans show up.
Right, not like the Jets and Steelers.
Jets fans are pathetic, like myself, and we've given up on the team a long time ago.
I'm like 40-60 right now that I'm going to go. 40% yes.
Here's the problem.
It was 5% before yesterday.
Is Mitch driving you?
Potentially. I'm sure if I said come pick me up, he would do that, but I don't even know if I need that.
Right. If Mitch is driving you, it's a whole different game.
Yes or no, then?
That's a no.
Okay, don't go if Mitch is driving me.
So I love Mitch. Mitch, thank you so much for everything you've done. But he is very intense on when he needs to go. And that early call time, it may be earlier.
Good point. You know what I really think it comes down to? Whether or not you enjoy watching games more on TV or going to it. Like, I love the idea of thinking, here we go, standalone Sunday night. Like, I'm excited to watch the Jets at 1, although less excited without Justin Fields. But excited to watch finally the Jets at 1, focus on them, and then the Giants later, Sunday Night Football. But the idea of going is also appealing. Get a feel for the crowd. It is the Kansas City Chiefs. Seeing Mahomes in person. Like, there's a lot of appealing thoughts to that. I just don't know ultimately if it's better than getting off my couch.
And where are the seats exactly?
Lower, I think lower bowl, but
is it
corner.
50-yard line?
Oh, no, like corner ends. I'm fine with that. I don't care about that.
Well, I mean, sometimes the view is better at the 50-yard line. I'm just saying.
Yeah, of course the view is better at the 50-yard line. You also rather be up a little bit. I'm okay with lower bowl. I don't need perfect seats, but lower bowl is fine, and corner end zone is fine.
I go to every single Giants game, as you know.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, like, it is an experience. If the energy being at the stadium is awesome, when I'm home watching a late night game, it's not the same feel.
So you'd rather go. You're saying lean go.
Yes. I would say go. But now, drive yourself.
Yeah, come and go as I please.
Don't put yourself on restrictions.
Yeah, then I got to pay for parking.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you might need a pass for that.
Right. Damn, BT.
Which I might be able to take care of that for you.
I'm so lazy at this point in my life. I don't even about lazy. I'm so like anti doing anything that I bought the Adam Sandler ticket for the concert Monday night. I went to see the Sandman at the Garden. Like, I bought that in excitement of wanting to go, which I really did want to go. But then I realized, like, on the day of, I'm like, I'm kind of just not in the mood. I just want to, when I'm done with work, I just want to go home. Now, I'm glad I ended up going. It was great. But then by the time I get out of there, it's 10 o'clock. You got to deal with the foot traffic getting out of the
Garden. Yeah, but you know what, though? The SummerSlam was different. We elected to go Saturday, and then the Sunday, we were like, oh, we should have gone.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
And I text each other, like, what
well,
we
because
do?
We had we had such a great time that Saturday.
Yes.
You're right. See, I was being lazy with that. We both were. We were both like, all right, let's go one night. And then we had so much fun that one night, and they took such great care of us. Like, man, we should have gone back the second night. But we already said no.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with me. Here's the thing. I'm never happy. That's the bottom line. If I'm home on my couch, I'm going to say, I should have went to watch it. Look, there's Taylor Swift. There's Mahomes. What an energy. Great energy by the crowd. And if I go, and I'm like, I should have been on my couch. The traffic. I'm walking around. This is too much.
You know, I know how to change your feelings today.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to take a picture, and I'll send it to you.
Thank you, Hoff. You know the key to my heart. BT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Al on the Fan. Ted is calling from Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Ted?
What's up, Sal? How are you, buddy?
Good, Ted. How you doing?
Good. Big fan of you. But before I get to my Jeff hot take, Ted, I want to pick a little bone here with you. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, I was the guy that made the wager with you when the Jets played the Giants. The Giants won, I was going to cater, you know, the lunch for the office. And if the Jets won, you were going to come play golf with me.
Yeah, dude, I'm glad you called. Yeah, where you been? Seriously. Seriously, Ted, in my mind, I was like, I know we owe this guy. I didn't remember that it was you specifically. What happened?
It's me. Well,
We owe
you.
I just
haven't heard.
Good.
I'm paying for you. That's the deal. I'm paying for you. You're going to come to my club. I'm going to take care of everything. So you just give some dates. I'll leave my info before we get to the Jets point. But I just would love to play and you know have you honor our back.
No. You have my word. We will get that done. Don't think I haven't thought about it because I did think about it then. And even as recently as this summer, I just had no way of getting in contact with you. So, yes, I'll let you make your Jets point. Then I will put you on hold. And Hoff. Oh, Hoff says he's got your info, but just get it again. Make sure. All right, Ted, go ahead. Get to your Jets point. But we owe you.
So I'm the moron that's a Jets fan is going to Tampa. A couple of hot takes. Number one, I appreciate your positivity, but let's call what it is. This organization is full of losers. They're never going to get it right, okay? And I already know the coach is not the guy. Mm. Week one, when you're kicking a two-point conversion, when you're up 9-7 in the first quarter, to then turn around the next week and kick a field goal when you're down 20-0 and it's 4th-3 in the first half, and then punt on 4th-1, already tells me everything right there. The guy's in over his head. I've seen this a billion times in my life. I'm 43 years old. This team is never going to get it right. And I'm that idiot that keeps sitting around all these years when I've been kicked in the nards 5,000 times. When is it going to change? It's never going to change.
Here's what I would say, though. Here's what I would say, though. Now, look, they might get blown out, and I respect your fandom and passion, and thank you for the call, Ted. We'll put you on hold, and I promise you have my word. I will make that trip. I'm assuming BT will as well, but I don't want to speak for him here. I'm 100% doing that. We owe you. No doubt about it. I do remember the bet, and I have been thinking about it. Now, I would not be so quick to give up on Aaron Glenn. I firmly believe that he's the right guy. And if, in fact, they don't win eventually with Aaron Glenn, it won't be because of him. Whereas with Robert Saleh, you could say eventually it was because he was not a good football coach, or at least a good head coach of a football team. I firmly believe Aaron Glenn has all the proper traits and characteristics to be a successful head football coach in the National Football League. The problem is the odds are stacked against him because he's going to be on a learning curve. As a first time anything, there are lumps along the way from learning. You could talk about the X's and O's and maybe the inconsistencies of some of the decisions that Aaron Glenn's going to make. Those are going to be things that he is learning as we go. Yeah, he can learn that while he's a special teams coach or defensive coordinator, whatever, but you're never really truly learning it until you're the guy, which he is now. That's part of hiring a rookie head coach that you have to deal with, which is one of the reasons why I'm not evaluating the Jets this year on the win-loss record. Also, what makes Glenn to me so appealing as a leader and a head coach is his attitude and demeanor and all that he has to say. However, that only holds water if they start to win. Eventually, the results have to follow. And history would tell you that it's likely to get tougher for the Jets and Aaron Glenn than it is to get easier sooner than later. So that's part of the challenge when you take over the head coaching job of the New York Jets. You're battling, especially as a rookie, you're battling that you're learning as you go. You're battling the team's history, and you're battling the New York market. Like, that's a lot to overcome. I firmly believe wholeheartedly, as somebody who said I would have hired Pete Carroll, and I still stand by that, but I firmly believe Glenn is the right guy. Or at least a guy who will be a successful head coach. Todd Bowles has been a successful head coach. He wasn't here for a lot of those reasons that I just mentioned. Will that same pattern hold for another first-year head coach in Glenn? Or will he be able to buck that trend? It's very, very, very difficult. Damn near impossible. But if anybody could do it, I believe he can. And I wouldn't be giving up hope on him, even with some of the inconsistencies of the decision-making just after 2 weeks of watching him. I mean, Kyle Brandt's all over the place, as you know by now, but he's got the show on Vice that is great. You go back and watch some of the old games, and he'll be doing this week with tonight, specifically with Bart Scott and Method Man. What a pairing that is to watch the Jets game, you know, the Bart Scott can't wait game with the Jets playoff win over the Patriots. So Jet fans want to relive that. Certainly you get a chance to do that at Vice TV tonight. We'll talk more about that with Kyle Brandt. Giant fans also have a chance to do that. October 8th, Phil Simms and Doggy, Mad Dog, are going to be joining Kyle to revisit Super Bowl 21 when the Giants win over John Elway and the Broncos. So we'll do more on that with Kyle and obviously go around the NFL, get to update stuff with the Giants and Jets in a little bit. And, you know, one thing that I was saying about the baseball, it happened late last night. No, wait, was it two nights ago or was it late last night that the Phillies clinched the division? It was technically two nights ago. At least I take solace, right, because it happened, I think it happened after midnight, so technically it was on the 16th. I take solace in the fact that at least Phillies fans who wanted to enjoy the celebration of watching their team win another division title, at least they had to stay up in the wee hours of the morning and sit through that and kind of watch. Like, it's not the same if your team plays at 7 o'clock and you clinch a division and you get to see all the post-game celebration and the champagne parties and all that. Sticking it to the Phillies a little bit at least where, yeah, they enjoyed the celebration. They are the NL East champs. Congrats. But you know that the majority of Philly fans were asleep when that result happened. They woke up the next day to find out about it. I know I'm being petty, but I at least take some solace in that knowing that it happened where most Philly fans were asleep. Now we have to hope that their team's going to be asleep yet again once it comes to October. 888-808-1019, the number to call. We're talking baseball. We're talking football. Whatever's on your mind here. Russell is calling from Wantagh. What's up, Russ?
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just really wanted to address the pink elephant in the room. After listening to all the so-called experts and a lot of people like yourself who have the platform to talk about it, I haven't heard anybody discuss Daniel Jones and what an amazing two games he's had. I haven't watched him personally myself, but looking at his stats, and he's not on some loaded team where he's being hidden in the background. And I'd just like to hear what your thoughts on that.
Well, we did talk about Daniel Jones a little bit. The reason why you're not, if you want to hear more Daniel Jones talk, Russ, I suggest you listen to Sports Talk in Indianapolis because he's the quarterback of the Colts right now. But we did reference Daniel Jones. And I like to me, are you still there, Russ, or no?
Yeah, because
I want to ask you a question. To me, my main takeaway from that is it exposes the ineptitude of the Giants. What do you think of Daniel Jones having some success in the first 2 weeks of the season with the Colts?
I think it's a combination of the ineptitude of not only the coach, but the general manager. Because like I said, he is not on some loaded team out in Indianapolis. And I'm not a Giants fan at all. But I happen to, you know, I kind of rooted for the guy because I felt like he was this big underdog. And then everybody jumping on his back saying how bad he was and his neck injury. His neck injury was a product of a horrible offensive line and no talent around him other than Saquon when he wasn't hurt. So I feel he got an undue amount of blame for the Giants' failures. And I just like to listen to...
We appreciate that. Yourself. Yeah, we appreciate that. Thanks for taking the time to call, Russ. Like I said, we mentioned it. See, for me, both can be true. Daniel Jones deserved a lot. As a matter of fact, I think Daniel Jones deserved more blame than he got. Most Giant fans, certainly when I was on the overnight, they would call and make excuses about the offensive line this, the offensive line that. Daniel Jones, for the most part, stunk while he was here. But you could also say that what he had to work with, I mean, the owner said it himself, that they did everything they could to screw this kid up. What he was given as far as the Giants organization, the different head coaches, the different systems, that was not the best spot to put Daniel Jones in to succeed. They had the one successful season where they limited Daniel Jones throwing the football down the field. He was able to make the majority of those plays that year with his legs. It was successful to a point where they won a playoff game. And they were never able to build off it for a multitude of reasons. So I think the Giants failed Daniel Jones. I also believe Daniel Jones failed the Giants. And maybe he's only having success because he, in fact, got away from New York and got to go to a different system. Also could have learned a little bit last year in Minnesota with a short time there. Like there's many factors. And we've seen, how many times have we seen quarterbacks here not have success, and then go elsewhere and have some success? Geno Smith, Sam Darnold come to mind. And it's not just here. I mean, Baker Mayfield in Cleveland and some of the other stops that he was at before he's had success with the Bucs. So it does happen. Daniel Jones was drafted where he was drafted for a reason. However, to me, watching him, I still don't believe in him with the Colts. Now, They had a great running game. Like, their culture lost that game, by the way. They should be 1-1. They have a great running game with Jonathan Taylor. They've been pretty sound in the trenches so far. It's not like I'm breaking down every game, but I did watch a lot more of that the Broncos game because I bet the Broncos in this game. And even in the highlights in week one, Jones was looking like Peyton Manning in a Colts uniform, throwing dimes all over the place to guys that we never heard of. You don't need Malik Nabers, or he didn't at least. So both can be true. Daniel Jones can be better than maybe I thought, or maybe better than the Giants thought eventually. But he also failed them. They failed him, he failed them. And it was time to move on. And just like I wouldn't want Geno Smith, just like I wouldn't want Sam Darnold, I still wouldn't want Daniel Jones quarterbacking my team. Matt is calling from St. Augustine, Florida. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Sal, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good, Matt. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Hey, Sal, quick analytics, and if you let me a giant point, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Analytics. Sal, you're a baseball guy. I was a baseball guy.
Mm-hmm.
Sal, why don't they exit velocity? I hate that term. It's my least favorite term in America. You know, did you hit the ball hard? Did you get it on the barrel?
Right.
But, Sal, to be fair, okay, who had a better exit velocity? Rob Deer, okay, remember the Tigers back in the 80s and 90s, or Ichiro?
Well, Rob Deer, I remember him with the Brewers. You talking about Rob Deer with the Brewers?
He was with the Tigers.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah. Anyway, the point is Rob Deer.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Who was the better hitter?
Oh, Ichiro.
Okay. Yeah.
Right, I got you. But Deer had a –
Yeah, the point is, okay, they got to put a zero for a strikeout when they average exit velocity. Because obviously, bro, they're all going to be guys 6'4", you know, big dudes like Stanton and Judge. These analytical geeks are so stupid. They manipulate these numbers, okay?
Well, you need to put a zero for exit velocity
when you strike out.
Matt, the numbers, you're right. The numbers can be manipulated. I mean, it's as simple as that, and thank you for the call. Yeah, Rob Deer, I don't remember him with the Tigers, but he was, to your point. I remember him more with the Brewers. He was with the Tigers in the early 90s, and he was with the Giants, I guess, to start his career. I just remember Rob Deer as being a Brewer. Either way, exit velo does not factor in contact with the ball, right? To your point. When you strike out, maybe they want to lower it. But it's when you do hit the ball, your hard hit rate and the contact rate and the barrel rate. Like, yeah, like obviously. But let's take it a step further. Obviously, you want a guy to square it up and hit it hard. And the reason why is because you think that that result, more often than not, if you square the ball up, is going to benefit you as opposed to the weak contact. The sport, baseball, in the sport baseball, some of the biggest hits in the history of the game have been off the fist, off the end of the bat, little nubbers, little bloopers. The sport itself is not predicated solely on hard hit rate and contact and exit velo. So, yeah, you can manipulate the numbers any way you want. That's why I fight with BT. Like, he's a big believer in the numbers. I'm not. I'm a big believer in watching. How hard did Luis Gonzalez hit that ball in 2001? What was the exit velo on that? It won him a World Series. It beat Mariano Rivera, the best closer in the history of the sport, and won him a World Series. What was the exit velo? And the nerds will tell you, yeah, but that's the aberration. And I say, yeah, but that won a World Series. Like, they don't care about strikeouts. Strikeouts, to me, are far... Making contact is far more important than making quality contact. To me. But what do I know? I'm just a Emmy loser and a college dropout.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.